There has been a great increase in the number of patients getting neoadjuvant endocrine therapy. There's no doubt about that. And many oncologists who've tried it and found it worked have taken it on board. I think there are still lots of people who aren't using it who should try it, because I think they will find it is effective at downstaging some of the large cancers. It's effective at making inoperable cancers operable. The other interesting thing that we've looked at is you can treat patients for longer than 3 or 4 months and they get continued response. So we've treated patients for up to a year. And as you treat patients longer, the number of patients with a complete response increases all the time. And so even if patients aren't operable at 3 months, or if they're not operable by breast conserving surgery at 3 or 4 months, you can continue it, providing the tumor is shrinking, and you'll get added benefit. And eventually, most of those patients will then become operable, or most of the tumors will actually be small enough to perform breast conserving surgery.
You've been talking about this for a long time and really taking a leadership role in it. And of course, there's been a big difference between how it's approached in the United States versus in Europe, much more being done in Europe. What do we know about chemotherapy as opposed to hormonal therapy in the neoadjuvant setting, since chemotherapy is what's commonly done in the United States?
Well, there was a very neat study, I thought, done by Semi Glasov, a Russian. It's only a small study, just over 120 patients. But what he did is he randomized these ER-positive postmenopausal women, and they were older women, over 65 on average, to either good chemotherapy, a combination of adriamycin and paclitaxel, or an aromatase inhibitor. And the aromatase inhibitors they used in their studies were either anastrozole, arimidex, or exemestane aromatin.
That was a study presented at the 2004 ASCO meeting?
That's correct. And I think what was interesting about his findings were response rates to aromatase inhibitors and to chemotherapy were identical. But more impressively, more women ended up with breast-conserving surgery after aromatase inhibitors than after chemotherapy. Now, because of the small numbers, it didn't quite reach statistical significance. The p-value was p equals 0.054, but that's pretty close to significance.
What kind of response rate was reported?
He was reporting response rates in the region of 80%.
Both with chemo and endocrine therapy?
Yeah, which is kind of the order of response that we found in this elderly population, if you select your patients carefully.